الله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that the secret of good health is eating right and exercise. So what you eat and the exercise you do determines your health. In terms of food, the nutritionists tell us that the basic, absolutely required for survival is 1,250 calories a day. If you are eating less than 1,250 calories a day, then literally your existence is threatened. You do that for too long, you will starve. You will starve. Anything more than that, if you exercise, it gets converted to muscle. If you don't exercise, it gets converted to fat. So that's the basic sort of nuts and bolts theory. Now, most of us, may Allah protect us from ourselves, we seem to be digging our graves with our teeth because of the amount of food that we eat, and it takes us closer to a painful death. Having said that, food is one side of the story. The second side of the story is exercise. Now, exercise alone is not enough, and controlling diet alone is not enough. Both together are the secret of a good, healthy existence. Now, to bring this to our topic today, which is that the same rule applies as far as the ruh is concerned. The ruh also has food, and the ruh also has exercise. And just like you have a basic 1250 calorie diet, which is required for survival for the body, there is a basic diet required for survival of the spirit, for the ruh. Otherwise, that also dies. And then what more you do is contrary to what happens with the body. With the body, the more you eat, the more harmful it is for you. But with the soul, the more you eat, the more beneficial it is for you. So that's where it flips. Now, the basic survival diet of the soul are the five fard salawat, are all the faraid of Islam. It's the five fard salawat. In Ramadan, it is the fasting of Ramadan. In terms of our wealth, it is the zakat. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the opportunity to make hajj. So the five fard salawat, and for the men to do this in the masjid. This is the equivalent of 1250 calories of diet for the soul. The one who is not doing that is on his way to starvation. He is on his way to killing his soul. His soul will become weaker and weaker until it dies. Masjid is absolutely critical and important. We know this from the famous hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and see the words that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in one hadith mentioned, he said that I wish that one day I would ask Bilal radiallahu anhu to call the adhan, and after that I would go into the houses, into the mahallas of Medina, and I would burn down the houses with the people in them of those who did not come to the masjid for the fard salah. He said, after the adhan is called, he said, I would like to go into the town, to the houses of the Muslims, and those who did not come, who didn't answer the adhan, who did not come into the masjid for fard salah, I would like to collect firewood, and I would like to burn their houses down on top of their heads with them inside. Now, for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, given the kindness and mercy of his heart and of his tongue, to say something as harsh as this shows the critical importance of praying in the masjid. The first thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did when he came to Medina was he did not build his house. He did not build a mall. He did not build anything. He built the masjid. The first action that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did when he made hijrah was to build the masjid. He did not even build his own house. He stayed in Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu's place as a guest, but he built the masjid first. The masjid is the center of the life of the Muslim community. And it must be the center of the life of the Muslim. One of the seven people who will be given the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that person who was attached to the masjid. And attached to the masjid at the basic minimum level means he prays five times of salah in that masjid. Or as much as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can permits him and he is allowed to. So, basic requirement of the diet is this. Second basic requirement of the diet of the soul is to stay away from haram. There are two sides. To do the halal and to stay away from the haram. These are two equally important things. When I remember the Fajr reminder I did on force field analysis, I talked about the inhibitors and the enablers. So staying away from sin, staying away from haram. Now what is haram? Obviously, you are not among those who are drinking alcohol or fornicating or gambling. But to leave a fard salah is haram. It is kufr. It is more than haram. To tell a lie is haram. To do ghibat is haram. To bad talk somebody, to backbite somebody is haram. For a lot of us, that's part of, that's, you know, comes with the territory with regard to gossip. Ghibat is haram. Ghibat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it eating the flesh of your dead brother. Now what is, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَكَرِيْتُمُ Allah said, do you find this example disgusting? That is how bad it is. Ghibat, bad talking somebody, talking behind somebody's back. This is haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the hijab fard for the women. Not to wear hijab is haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made following the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fard for the men. To go against the sunnah, to break the sunnah, to shave your beard for example is haram. So on the one side, part of the basic diet of the soul is to do what is fard, all the faraid. Make sure that these are, that is the basic minimum. Today we live in a society which is so impoverished. Ajeeb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, he doesn't show us. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like when we have wealth, we show off our wealth. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to make our deeds visible in physical form, we would all be picking garbage out of the garbage bins and eating and walking around in tatters. That is the state of our souls. Our souls are worse than that. It's Allah's hikmat and rahmat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps the soul hidden and only Allah knows the condition of the soul. But that is the issue. Basic, foundational, fundamental principles of Islam, the Muslim leaves and he is not even conscious of this. So the first salawat and all of these things which I mentioned, reading of the Quran, a certain portion, at least some reading of the Quran on a daily basis, irrespective of what, you don't miss your breakfast no matter what, you don't miss your lunch no matter what, even though half the time it is killing you, but you're still eating it. In Ramadan, we end up eating more than we eat on in other times. It's supposed to be a month of fasting. So, what is the food for the soul? And I said, second thing is exercise. What is the exercise for the soul? The exercise for the soul in terms of physical exercise, what is it that builds strength? Working against resistance builds strength. Lifting weights builds strength. Right? So, the principle of building strength is what? Work against resistance. You go to the more heavy weight you lift, your strength builds. Same principle in the soul. Working against resistance builds the strength of the soul. Going against what your nafs tells you to do. Going against your desire. The desire is to sleep a little bit more. You say, no, I have to wake up for tahajjud. Sleeping for fajr is for a Muslim to be asleep when time for fajr comes is completely and totally impossible. Where is the question? People say, I can't wake up Fajr. How is it possible you can't wake up Fajr? Because you were supposed to be praying Tahajjud. You got into trouble with the Fajr because you don't pray Tahajjud. If you pray Tahajjud, you can never miss Fajr. How can you miss Fajr? Because you're already awake. So you're working against it. This is your weight training. Your weight training is to lift that blanket from your face. And that blanket weighs a ton. It weighs a ton. You don't have the strength to lift the blanket. Yeah, Mufti Meng, my dear friend and Ustad, he says you can lift 100 kilograms, but you can't lift the blanket off your face. That is the level of your strength. Seriously, ask yourself this. This is the working against resistance. The nafs tells you to sleep a little bit more. Working against that resistance is to get up for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A situation comes where somebody does some nonsense where you get angry. To hold your anger is working against resistance. Builds the soul. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the strongest person is not the one who can wrestle somebody to the ground. The strongest person is the one who can control his anger. You would like to curse, you would like to slam the fellow in the face, you would like to take off his head. But no, you don't do that. You do not do that. Why? Because, not because you can't do it. Maybe you can do it, but you say, no. Weight training. Working on my soul. I will control my anger. I will still speak to that person in a normal way. I will still speak to that person with dignity, because it is not his dignity, it is my dignity. You like to eat some food? Very nice food. I want to eat a lot of it. No, you hold back. Not for dieting purposes, for your soul. Whatever your nafs, whatever your soul, your self wants to do, to stop it from doing that is the weight training. That's why Ramadan comes, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made even the halal into haram during that period of time. So the food for the soul is fulfilling the fara'id and staying away from haram. And exercise for the soul is to hold yourself back from that which you like to do. All the self-indulgences which you like to do, hold yourself back. You want to buy something, a nice shirt or a pair of shoes or whatever, looks beautiful. No, I have to do this. What is the weight training for that? Is to take that money, not buy the shoe, but give that money in charity. Not only not buy the shoe, give that money in charity. Just think about that. The other day I went to buy a pair of sports shoes and I did not buy it, not because I couldn't afford it. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given me that and more. But the shoes cost close to $300. And I said, I'm not spending $300 on a pair of shoes. I looked at my feet. I said, are my feet worth $300? I don't think so. Seriously, I walked out of the place. I said, I'm not spending this much money on a pair of shoes. So it's not only not spending that money, but give that away in charity. Give that $300 to somebody who needs it. For them, it is for me, it's a pair of shoes. For that person, it's more than a month of food for his whole family, not only him. For his entire family. That is the strength of the soul. That is what builds the strength of the soul. So I remind myself and you, just like we advise each other towards physical fitness, alhamdulillah, which is a very good thing, let us advise each other and ourselves about spiritual fitness and see what is the fitness level of my soul. Because at the end of that, this body, no matter how big or small it is going into the grave. Worm food. What stays is the soul. And what comes out of there, if it looks like a skeleton, if it looks like it's got no strength, then how is it going to take us through some very, very difficult times? May Allah save us from those difficulties. In the qabr and on the hashar and across the bridge of Sirat and so on and so forth. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to strengthen our souls and to feed them the right food and to give them the right exercise. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover us with His mercy and blessing and to put barakah in our work and to accept our ibadat and accept what we do for His sake and put ikhlas in it. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika arhamar rahim.